There's been a dramatic rise in Wisconsin in heroin use and fatal overdoses. Last year, nearly 200 residents died using the illegal drug, and it's shown up in more than two-thirds of the state's counties. WUWM is spending several days examining the problem. Today, we report on how heroin changes lives forever. Heroin grips lives because it's highly addictive. Of those who try it, 75% go back for more.
It's like euphoria. All your cares are gone, you know, mentally, physically, you just feel great.
That's 28-year-old Kyle Barney of Milwaukee. He says he's clean now, but was hooked for 5 years, always trying to recapture the initial feeling.
It's really hard to get back to the same point, and that's where a lot of people overdose, is trying to get that same high that you had the first time, and you just end up using too much, and before you know it, you know, everything slows down so much, your respiratory system, and you're just, it's over with.
Barney says heroin became his entire world. He dropped family and friends. He turned to crime to support his habit and wound up in jail. Another Milwaukee man says he tried to keep up appearances of living a normal life. Matt is 29 years old. He says for years, he took heroin throughout the day while earning his college degree and working.
Even if you do have a job, just being a heroin addict itself is a full-time job. Being able to keep up the money, you have to act like a different person around certain people because they have no idea, and then you have to lie to cover another lie, and it sucks.
Matt says he's trying hard to kick the drug, but the withdrawal symptoms are wretched.
After you do it a few times, your body like needs it to function. Like you will get so sick and ill, like it's the flu times 100.
Matt admits he used heroin just a couple days before we talked to ease the withdrawal symptoms. Many of those addicted lose their battle with the drug. Heroin cuts short their lives and devastates family and friends. Some parents share their stories of losing children to heroin overdoses in a public service campaign the State Justice Department released this fall.
I can't imagine something that's so addictive that even though you've watched your brother die, that you're still willing to do it again. But that's how terrible this drug is. That's how evil it is.
If you got a daughter that's lying to you, that's not a liar, big red flag. Something's going on. Something's not right.
He wrote this in the last 3 months of his life. My eulogy would say that I was a caring, intelligent, humorous, strong-willed person who just couldn't fight the grip of addiction. I know my family would feel like I had let them down. Whoever I hope that
Julie Berg of Menominee Falls is the mom reading the eulogy her son wrote for himself. Berg says Tyler was 25 and had been in and out of rehab and jail for years, but he appeared to be turning his life around when he tried heroin one more time in February of last year.
It's not so much the addicts that keep using, it's the addicts that are trying to get better. And they're clean for an extended amount of time, and they can't handle what they had been using.
The same grief cloaks Jerry Gabor and Sandy Wolf Gabor of Wauwatosa. Their grandson, Brandon, died of an overdose 3 months ago. Like Julie Berg's son, Tyler, the Gabors say Brandon battled heroin for years and had been in trouble with the law. Yet it looked like he was pulling things together.
We thought he was getting better, and he was. He looked good. He sounded good. He had the job. He had the girlfriend. He had the little apartment. Those are earmarks of success.
The Gabors spread photos of Brandon on their dining room table. All reflect a gregarious kid with a big smile. And most, he's tucked under his grandpa's arm, getting taller over the years.
Here, obviously at a Brewer game, sledding at Curry Park. This is one where we were talking to each other and Sandy was taking a picture and I was telling him, okay, at the count of three, turn towards grandma and stick your tongue out. You know, so that was that picture. And this was obviously a Halloween carving thing and a birthday party that we had for him.
Brandon was 26 when heroin took his life.
In an instant, everything changed. In an instant. Our whole life now will be defined by before Brandon died and after Brandon died.
As Jerry Gabor grieves and adjusts to life without Brandon, he says he'll probably get involved in efforts to stop the spread of heroin as a way to honor his grandson. On Monday, we'll report on efforts to lead heroin addicts to recovery. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.